Talk about this opponent and how we're getting ready for this game.
Arizona Cardinals is a very tough opponent, you know. Best record in football right now, leading the NFC in our division and in our conference. And it's one of those teams that, you know, get after you in the pass rush, as well as their front seven is just as talented as anybody else, as well as the secondary. They have a lot of talented athletes, you know, across the board.
Considering there's no Dockett, no Darryl Washington, they've had other guys in and out, Campbell. What makes them so good and why they've been so good consistently?
You know, I think those guys play together well as a unit. I think the organization over the years have taken advantage of you know, probably some of their drafts, getting depth, getting talent there as well. So collectively, you know, this is a team that's returning the same guys pretty much from last year, and they look good.
What do you take from last year's meeting, if anything, out there? I mean, it was pretty rough outing, out in the desert for you guys. Do you take anything from that at all that you can learn from?
Every year presents different challenges. Like you said, you know, they don't have two of their starters. That was there last year for them. So, like anything else, next guy has to step up. And, you know, in their defensive unit, you know, those guys have stepped up for them.
What's the mindset of the team now as you got headed into the final stretch?
You know, you continue the 1-0. Treat each week like it's our last week, and, you know, prepare for the opponent to the best of our ability, mentally and physically, getting ready for us to have a good showing on Sunday and hopefully a win.
Do you look at the standings at all and go, hey, you know what, there's still a chance, we still have a chance to get in?
I mean, I think you can only get in if you win, so we just got to focus on the opponent, and, you know, this week is Arizona Cardinals.